I just wanted to share a nice Dasa Kanim on Parshas Bereishis. So the Pasuk says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin, the fourth day of creation, Es Shnei HaMaros HaGedolim, that Hashem made these two great Ma'oros, these two great luminaries. And then the Torah goes on to say that there was a Ma'or HaGedol, Ma'or HaKatan, there was a small one, a big one, a small one. And the Balei Tosfos of the Dasa Kanim explain that this is what, you know, as he says, Rashi is also explaining what the Midrash comes to explain with the famous story about the sun and the moon, and the moon complained that the sun and moon couldn't both rule, so the moon was downsized. And this is based on the mention of the two Ma'oros being both big, and then one of them is big and one of them is small. The Balei Tosfos add that the quote of Gemara in Yuma, which says that Hanelavin ve'inam olvim shomim cherpasan ve'in meshivin alehen, that if people are if someone makes a comment about them and they just bear the comment and they don't respond, I mean, obviously sometimes it's called for that you have to respond, but if it's not called for and it's just swallowing your pride, so it's the right thing to not speak up. And if you do that, Hashem hears your cherpa, He hears your disgrace, and He will take care of you. And we see that, and he says, "V'nisgadu al yidei Kain," that the sun was uplifted and made great because of his not having responded to the moon. I think more often we take the Musar point out of, you know, don't be like the moon that, you know, tried to get all the kavod, and then he fall. And Nogid Shema Avat Shmei, if you chase after a great name, you end up being downsized. But over here, the Dasa Kanim tells us that we should also take the message, learn from what the sun did, and by not responding, and you can be exalted through that. But then the Dasa Kanim mentions another interesting point. He says that there's actually an allusion to this midrash, in a piyut we say. He says, "V'gam b'yotzer shel Shabbos," and also in the yotzer of Shabbos. Over here, he's referring to Kael Adon, right? During the week, we have Kael Baruch Gadol Deya, that, you know, few-line poem about the Ma'oros. But on Shabbos, we have the extended version of Kael Adon Al Kol Masim. So he says, "Yesh gorsim ra v'hikdin tzuras halavana." There are those who have the gears, who have the version of Kael Adon that they say ra v'hikdin tzuras halavana. Hikdin with a kuf, and it's after, and a tes. So let me clarify that. V'hikdin is a lashon of katan, as opposed to what we have, which is v'hiskin or v'hitkin, which is a lashon of takana, of tikkun, of fixing. But some have the girsa of v'hikdin, he made small, of katan, with a tes, which is tshuras halavana. And he explains that this is that, you know, those who have that girsa, it's because he saw the complaints of the moon, and he therefore minimized the moon. Okay, but what about us who don't have the lashon of v'hikdin, but we have ra v'hiskin or v'hitkin, tzuras halavana? So, what do we say? So, the Dasa Kanim proceeds to explain that as well. They say that ra, Hashem saw that people would eventually stray after the sun and come to think that the sun is God, and therefore v'omad, Hashem got up kaviyachol v'hiskin tzuras halavana. He fashioned and was metakein and instituted the form of the moon that should make it another beautiful, awe-inspiring luminary in the sky, and then people wouldn't think that the sun is God because they would see there's another, right? There's another beautiful thing, Na'e Kamoha, that's beautiful like it, which is really fascinating because he's saying now the institution of the moon was to show that the sun isn't God, because look, there's also a moon, right? Now, indeed, we see Chazal believe this to be the case, because they explained that this is what made Avram, what brought him to believe in Hashem, that he didn't believe the sun and moon could both be God. He said there must be something that rules over them. He completely rejected the possibility of multiple deities, because if there is more than one God, none of them are really the ultimate God. But what's interesting is that the moon isn't as powerful and bright and amazing as the sun. The thing is that the fact that it's just comparable is already enough to support that point. And it could be this is part of why we introduce the piyut of Kael Adon with the words, "Ein kerkecha, or ein aruch lecha," there is no value like you, "Ve'ein zulascha, ve'ein biltecha," Ve'en lecha dome. There's nothing of your value. There's nothing next to you. There's nothing near you. There's nothing like you. There's nothing comparable to you at all. Meaning, unlike the sun, which is a large orb in the sky which provides light and has something comparable to it, you, Hashem, are completely beyond that. The Das Zakenim say, as Keladon says, this was Hashem's plan. Ra, he saw that people would stray after the sun, and therefore he fixed the situation by Hiskin Suras Halavana, putting a moon up there to complement the sun, and then the choice was then put into mankind's hands to realize the truth and serve Hashem alone.